Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And looking forward to a great day today. Tuesday mornings, we go out to the Madison Correctional Facility, and we take the RU recovery program there to the inmates there. Soon, we'll be starting around the end of the month, I believe, or the 1st of November. We go on Side B, been going there for many years now, and we'll go over to Side A. There's a Side A and a Side B, and now we'll begin on Side A as well. On Thursday nights, we have a group of men that go down to the Central Reception Center in Orient, Ohio, and bring a recovery program there as well, Bridge to Recovery. And then on Sunday mornings at 8:30, one of our men preaches the chapel service there at the prison as well at CRC. So God's good, and great opportunities to minister to men who are ready to turn their life around. They've hit the bottom, and they're looking for a new way, and we know Jesus is the way. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, I'd like you to pick up Acts 17, Acts chapter 17. We're going to meet a group of people here that Paul encountered in Berea. Beginning in verse 11, the Bible simply says, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica," talking about the people in Berea, "in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few." All right, since Bible Baptist Church, Bible's in our first name, it's good maybe to give you a little Bible quiz. Can I do that? Where is the first tennis match mentioned in the Bible? Well, it's when Joseph served in Pharaoh's court. Oh, you know where we're going now, don't you? Which Bible character had no parents? That's right, Joshua. He was the son of Nun. What kind of man was Boaz before he got married? Yeah, that's right. He was ruthless. Oh, my. All right. What excuse did Adam give to his children as to why they no longer lived in Eden? He said, "Your mother ate us out of house and home." Well, I don't know how well you did on that quiz, but listen, the most basic essential for any healthy Christian is a commitment to hearing, learning, and applying God's word. At the time of the first church, that meant listening to the apostles' teachings and reading whatever scriptures they had at that point. Now, here's an illustration in Acts 17 of what can happen when people correctly respond to the word of God. Being what I call a Berean Christian. A Berean Christian. Here it says they were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. So notice, first of all, they received the word, and they received it with readiness of mind. They were more noble than those in Thessalonica. What does that mean? Well, noble means character. Originally, the word noble meant well-born and spoke of nobility. But later on, that word also came to mean people of generous spirit who are open-minded toward truth. In other words, they're not prejudiced, they're not hostile, are suspicious of others. They would give everyone a fair hearing. The Bereans, therefore, are called noble because they listened to the preaching of the gospel with open hearts. They pursued God's truth. Now, notice they were noble because, first of all, they received the message. The Bible says they received the word with readiness. There's an openness to the word preached to them. There was an anticipation. There was an expectancy that God might be speaking specifically to them. And that's what set them apart. There was a readiness, a receptivity to the word of God. These are the characteristics which made them a cut above those who just rejected the truth in Thessalonica. I wonder how many of us came to church, how many of us go to church with the expectation that God's going to speak to me, whether it's Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday night. Or has church just become a habit, and so little thought is even ever given as to why I'm in church. Or do you come to church, do you go to church with the expectation that God's going to speak to me? I think every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, we need to come with an eagerness of mind and openness of heart to say, I want to hear what God wants to say to me tonight. And that will place us in a position where we will hear the voice of God. Jesus would say, give them ears to hear what I say unto you. I want an ear to hear what the Spirit of God would say to me through His Word. So when we pray for God to speak to us, that sense of anticipation and expectancy comes alive in our heart, and we'll be ready to receive the word with readiness, our eagerness. Here's the thing, and here's the rub. If you and I aren't reading the Bible on a regular basis, you'll never know its truth. According to a Barna Research Group survey, less than 50% of Americans open the Bible in a given week. 82% of Americans think that God helps those who help themselves is directly from the Bible. No, it isn't. 63% could not name the four Gospels. 58%, listen, that's almost 60%, 6 out of 10, did not know Jesus preached a Sermon on the Mount. 50% did not know the book of Jonah is in the Bible. Oh my goodness. It reminds me of a story. I heard about a very religious woman who had to do a lot of flying for her work. Air travel made her extremely nervous, so she always took her Bible along with her to read, since it helped her relax on long flights. One time, she found herself sitting next to a man who chuckled and then smirked when she pulled out her Bible. After a while, he turned to her and finally said, "You don't really believe all that stuff in there, do you?" And the lady replied, "Of course I do. It's the Bible. It's God's Word." "Well, what about the guy who was swallowed by a whale?" And she replied, "Oh, Jonah. Yes, I believed that's in the Bible. I believe it." Still smirking, the man said, "Well, how do you suppose he survived all that time inside the whale?" And the lady said, "Well, honestly, I don't really know. I guess when I get to heaven, I'll ask him." "Well, what if he isn't in heaven?" the man asked sarcastically, to which the lady answered, "Well, then I guess you'll have to ask him." Well, I don't know if that's the way to witness or not, but she certainly quieted him. Listen, that lady received the Bible as the Word of God, not as the Word of man, but as the Word of God, every part of it. She was devoted to it, just like the believers in the early church, and just like the believers in Berea. They received the Word. They received the Word. When you go to church, are you ready to receive the Word? Do you ask God, "Help me to receive the Word today with readiness of mind"? That's what God would want. So they received the Word, but then notice, secondly, they researched the Word. Not only did they receive it, they researched it. They received the Word because they were of a ready mind. They researched the Word because they had a high regard for the truth. The Bible says they received the Word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily. In other words, they weren't content with the Word of a man. And by the way, this man was the Apostle Paul. If you would have believed anybody, you would have believed his word. However, they weren't taking his word. They were hearing what he said and going to the Scriptures they had, and they were searching those Scriptures. They wanted more than just the word of a man. They wanted a "thus saith the Lord." And so they searched the Scriptures to see whether what they were being taught was true or not. And it doesn't matter if it's Brother Slaybaugh or your pastor or an evangelist or anybody you listen to. Listen, you better search the word of God and make sure what they're saying lines up with Scripture. Don't take their word for it. You check it out for yourself. Do your homework. Do your research. So they listened to Paul's preaching and received it, and were told they did so daily. Just as the Israelites had to gather manna daily, so it's our duty and our privilege to study the Word of God every day. We ought to get it just like they got manna from heaven every day. We get the Word of God. We get the fresh manna from heaven every day. Now, they examined the Scripture daily to see whether these things were so. They searched the Scriptures. See, they were like the blessed man in Psalm 1, whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. They pored over the Bible. They compared Scripture with Scripture. They evaluated the word they were hearing by the apostle, by the absolute counsel of God's word. And that's precisely what each of us ought to do. My friend, it doesn't matter what I say. It matters what I say if it's the Word of God. and it lines up with God's word. You've got to know the scriptures or you're going to go astray. You're going to be led astray if you don't know God's word. Do you welcome the message of the gospel like the Bereans did? Do you study it daily? Do you take 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth? Oh, I'm grieved when I learn how many people don't read the Bible, but it's even worse when you ask how many people study the Bible. How many people meditate on God's word? Sadly, it's even less. Let's study the word. Let's search the scriptures. And let's do it with passion. Let's do it with enthusiasm. Let's do it with zeal. Let's do it with delight. Let's do it with hunger. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You see, we believe the Bible teaches the priesthood of the believer. The priests in the Old Testament would go to God on behalf of the people. Well, we don't need a priest to do that for us. We are priests. We all have equal access to God. And we all can hear directly from God through his word. Nobody has to tell me what the word says. I can read it for myself. And you can read it for yourself. And so the Bereans searched the scriptures because they knew they could hear from God too. It doesn't take a theologian or a member of the cloth or the clergy, whatever you want to call it, to interpret the word of God for you. God gives each of us the Holy Spirit to help you understand it and apply it. Listen, the author of the Bible, the Holy Spirit of God, dwells in every believer. So you have the author of the scripture living in you if you're saved. And so when you do it daily, you're either going to accept what somebody else says is the truth, or you're going to recognize the error. And if you don't read it, you're going to be led away into error, and you won't hear what God's saying to you in the first place. And therefore, if you don't know what God says, you're not going to obey him because you don't know what to obey. The Bereans searched the scriptures daily. They researched the word because they had a high regard for the truth. And they had God's word in high esteem. Listen, God has preserved his words for us. He inspired the word, and then he preserved his words. And he's preserved his word in the English language in the King James Bible. And so read it. Receive the word, and then research the word. Now, I'm going to get to the next thing they did. But we don't have time today. We're going to carry it over to tomorrow, okay? So come back tomorrow, and we'll find what else they did to make them a Berean Christian. And you and I ought to strive to be Berean Christians. I want to have Berean Christians, and I want us to have a Berean-type church. That's what we want to do. And so let's come back tomorrow, and we'll pick it up from here. And, of course, that's going to be Wednesday, and that means it'll be church night. And we'll be continuing our studies on Wednesday night on the gifts of the Spirit. And I hope you can come out and join us there. And I'll say more about that when we get together for the broadcast tomorrow. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I remind you, you can pick them up as podcasts on iHeartRadio as well as Apple Podcasts. And you can get them from our YouTube channel as well, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with us. bright sunny smile.